lazy, slow, sluggish, indolent, not to everything, not to everything, but only when it comes to the things of God. Are you with me here so far? You got some people come here, amen, they're not tired till I start preaching. They get tired. What's wrong? You're dull of hearing. Because every time you hear the word, hey God, you want to go to bed. Oh, people get shaking themselves up. You want to go to bed. You're dull of hearing. You're dull of hearing. All right? This ain't no lullaby. It's the word of God.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another blessed presentation of God's Holy Word with Pastor Omar Tebow. This sermon has been recorded live at Philadelphia Christian Church right here in Lafayette, Louisiana. As always, each audio message is designed to bring you into a deeper knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's go into a sermon that's already in session.
We won't do the things He tells us not to do. We'll do the things He tells us to do. But then we go deeper into our individual callings and we say, God, what is your individual plan for me? For me, what do you want me to do? You see? What do you want me to do? All right? And God does that. God does that. God might say, listen, I want y'all to adopt children. And that's your individual plan for you and your family. All right? Follow me here for a second. For Jesus, going to the cross was part of his individual, personal, positive obedience to God the Father. Did you catch that, Misha? Why can I say that? Because not everybody was going to go to the cross and die for the sins of the whole world. All right, minister, that was his individual plan from the Father. Right? When the Bible says he learned obedience, it means that he just didn't fulfill the negative obedience, the positive obedience. But when the Father said, listen, I need you to do that, I do something that I'm not asking anybody else to do. Jesus says, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And I want to give you a little hint. In all of our lives, we have something that God wants us to do. All of us. We have an individual plan. All right? And if you want to go deeper, there's some individual things that he wants us not to do. Ooh, God. So what you're saying, Pastor, just like there's individual positive obedience, there's individual negative obedience. Oh, yeah. Because there's some people in here that have the freedom to do some things that you can't do. Woo! Some people can go to this place, but you can't go to that place because of your background. You hear what I'm saying? Yes, when you get to a place where you are sensitive to God and his voice, you will understand your individual plan. And when you understand your individual plan, you are on your way to blessing, to breakthrough, to anointing, to an abundant life. That's why Paul says, stop looking at everybody else race and run yours. Because God has an individual track set for you. Back in the day, big brother, we used to have them cars we put on tracks. And when we put them on tracks, it would click in the middle with the little iron track. And hallelujah, they wouldn't switch lanes. They'd always stay on their track. And then they start making the new ones that kind of crisscross a little bit. But they would stay in their individual little tunnel, you know. That's us for God. We're looking at the other person lane. We're trying to jump the track. I say, nah, stay in your individual plan. If you don't do your individual plan, you're in disobedience. Woo! Listen to me. So in a sense, we all, like Christ, have a cross to bear, y'all. And for some of us individually, he's going to ask us, just like he asked Christ, to do some things that's not easy. Do some things that's not easy. Stay away from some things that's not easy to stay away from. Do some things that's not popular. But we, like Christ, have to learn obedience and say, Father, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it, Daddy. Not my will, but your will be done. I am your son. All right? Now listen to me. When you do these type of things for God, God will always bless you. You can't do anything for God he don't give back to you. All right? All right? And we'll talk about that in a second. Let me give you this other caveat. Let me give you this other thing right here. Watch this. Watch this. If you are not working on cooperating with the general plan, you're not going to ever get the individual specific plan. Are you following me? Remember those things I say God tells us all to do? All right? That's the first step of the package. We pray, God, give me your will for my life. God say, all right, open your Bible. I'm going to show you my general will. And this is going to cover all Christians, the negative and the positive obedience. All right? Well, until you start really with your heart working on that, you can't call back to God and say, God, send me step two, which is my individual plan for my life. God going to say, how in the world am I going to send you step two when you ain't finished step one? You still can't get thou shalt not steal. You still can't get thou shalt not mess with nobody other husband and nobody wife. How in the world am I going to give you step two and reveal a specific tailor-made individual plan for your life when you can't get and obey the general plan that I have for everybody? Is that too much for y'all? Get to work on the general plan. Get to work on the general plan. There's always a blessing of obedience. There's always a blessing of obedience. It's when we are not obeying the general commands that our future and our calling looks the cloudiest and the foggiest. It's when we are close to Him and obeying Him that we can see clearly. We can hear the clarion call of our destiny clearly. Because we hear Him, we see Him, we operating with Him, we obeying Him. Come on, give God some glory, amen? All right? Hebrews 5:9, I'm just going down the text. Let's get this, man. Hebrews 5:9, look what he says. And being made perfect, that's Jesus, He became the author of what? Eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Remember I told you that God might actually do some tough things, but He always going to reward you. Well, this is Jesus' reward, man. After Jesus went to the cross, huh? Despising the shame, the book of Hebrews say later on, huh? Listen to me, man. The Father rewarded Him. How did the Father reward Him? He made Him the author of eternal salvation. All right? Meaning that, listen, man, hallelujah, He's the catalyst. He's the spark plug. Meaning that, like, if you want to be saved, there's no way to be saved without Him. He exclusively holds this position of Savior by Himself. If He was in boxing, He'd be the undisputed heavyweight Savior of the world. And there would be no competitors, second to none. We understand that in sports, but we don't understand that in salvation. You see, I hate to bring it up, but J.C. Barr is the champ. And there ain't no other champ right now. Jesus is our Savior. And there is no other Savior. J.C. Barr's got that. Yeah, Pastor, I heard that. Y'all got that revelation. We're going to see next season. Listen to me. He made Him the author of eternal salvation. I love that. But then look what it says. It says, unto all them that obey Him. He's going to give salvation to everybody that obey Him. Now, the obey Him here means obeying the gospel. Because Jesus don't ask much, no. He just say, come. Come unto me, all ye who are weary, heavy laden, and I'm going to give you rest. Take my yoke upon ye, for I'm meek and lowly. Huh? He says, man, come on, learn of me. And you're going to find what? Rest for your souls. All Jesus wants us to do, when it says obey Him, it means obey the gospel. What's the gospel? We sinners. We separate. We need a Savior. We believe on Jesus Christ. Him winning this title of author of eternal salvation has put a deal out in the atmosphere, in the earth, that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ooh! He put a deal out there, huh? And whosoever believes on Jesus, whosoever believes, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He won that title. at that cross, in that Garden of Gethsemane, obeying the Father negatively, positively, individually. You know, he's our Savior. Come on, give God some glory. Amen. And 5:10 tells us that's why he's called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Let's move on to our point number two, dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. Amen. Right? In verse 11, the writer of Hebrews tells us, talking about Jesus and Melchizedek, the priestly order, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. The writer of Hebrews says that, listen, I would go on talking about Christ in deep ways. He says, I'd go on explaining to you the Melchizedek order of priesthood. He said, I would go on, and I got many things to say, the writer says, but he said, they're hard to be uttered to you. I can't tell you now, he says, because you are dull of hearing. Dull of hearing. You see, the audience that the writer was writing to had a little hearing problem. Huh? Had a hearing problem. The hearing problem they had was, like some of our kids, is a selective hearing problem. They hear what they want to hear and don't hear what they don't want to hear. Anybody hear me up in here, y'all? All right. All right. I'm telling you here. We try to tell our kids, hey, God, please memorize mom and daddy voice. No matter who talking, no matter who's saying anything, listen, listen for our voice. And when you hear our voice, hey, God, turn your head because we could be calling you. Could be danger around the corner. Could be a call coming. Amen. Just turn your head. I don't care what you're doing. Listen close for daddy's voice. You see, the people that he's writing to, they don't know daddy's voice. And instead of being attentive, Brian, to daddy's voice, they are dull of hearing in regards to daddy's voice. They're doing the exact opposite, Brandon Mark, to what we ask our kids to do. When you hear me, an antenna should go off. Ooh, that sound like daddy. Ooh, that sound like mama. These people, when they hear the Father's voice, they close their ears. Watch this, watch this. That dull of hearing in the Greek means to be sluggish, lazy, sleepy, indolent, slow. Now, the beauty of this is that they're lazy, slow, sluggish, indolent, not to everything, not to everything, but only when it comes to the things of God. Are you with me here so far? You got some people come here, amen, they're not tired till I start preaching. They get tired. What's wrong? You're dull of hearing. Because every time you hear the word, hey, God, you want to go to bed. Oh, people get shaking themselves up.
We pray that you are blessed, encouraged, and challenged by today's message. As always, we would love for you to fellowship with us in person. Our service times are Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Also on Tuesdays, we have midweek Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We would really appreciate if you would consider partnering with us financially to help keep this broadcast on the air. In order to do so, simply go to the website, philadelphiacc.org, and just click the donate button. And as always, our prayer is that God would richly bless you and keep you and give you peace. Shalom.
EXCM Publishing is grateful to announce Pastor Omar's newest book, Generosity. In this book, you're going to learn what the Bible says about giving. Being armed with this knowledge, you will immediately be able to identify who's playing in church and who's real in church. Giving to the Lord is a proof of your love for Him and your devotion to Him. Generosity, Pastor Omar's fourth book. Get your copy today, available online by visiting extm.org.